The Obama administration says it will try to speed up deportation of the tens of thousands of children who have crossed the border in recent months. It's part of a stronger message the administration is hoping gets to those thinking about coming here. But NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Guatemala that so far the message isn't getting through, and even those who've recently been deported say they'll try again.
In downtown Guatemala City, mothers and fathers sit in folding chairs in the hallway of a small house. The relatives are waiting to pick up their children who've recently been deported from the U.S. Ezequiel Vasquez waits for his son, 15-year-old Ilbarro, who was held in a Texas detention facility for 6 months. Vasquez says it was his son's decision to go north. An uncle who lives and works illegally in New York told him that children were being led into the U.S. Vasquez and the boy traveled together until they got to the Texas border, where the son turned himself in to U.S. border guards. Vasquez continued on to Arizona. He says he was glad his son didn't have to hike through the dangerous desert. Vasquez was caught and deported back to Guatemala. His son waited in the U.S. detention facility for the uncle to come pick him up.
Porque él fue el que me platicó así.
Y dijo que mándalo.
Sí, me dio idea cómo y que...
Vasquez says the travel plans were the uncle's idea, but in the end, the uncle backed out and refused to pick the boy up in Texas. After 6 months in detention, 15-year-old Ilbarro was deported back to Guatemala. Soon after, someone knocks on the shelter's garage door. It's opened up and a government van pulls in. 14 children file out carrying backpacks and duffel bags. They search the hallway for their parents. Sulmor Orozco grabs her 17-year-old son, Luis Fernando, buries her head in his neck and sobs. Luis Fernando is about a head taller than her, but his baby face defies his age. Orozco says it was her son's choice to leave their small town in the highlands of Guatemala. She says there's no work where they live. Coffee season is over and there's nothing left to do. She has four other children, and Luis Fernando wanted to go to the U.S. to work with a cousin in Kansas and send money home. They borrowed nearly $3,000 for his failed trip. Most of the other children talked about wanting to help their families economically, too. They also talked about high crime rates and gang violence in their hometowns and how dangerous the trip traveling through Mexico was. One 17-year-old boy said he set out with his 15-year-old wife but lost her somewhere in Mexico. He was deported back home. She hasn't been heard from since. Guatemalan officials are trying to get out the message that the journey north is too dangerous for kids.
Niño, niña y adolescente, buscar el sueño americano
puede convertirse en una pesadilla.
This national radio ad warns children that their pursuit of the American dream can easily turn into a nightmare. The announcer encourages the youth to stay home and stay in school. But for the majority of Guatemala's youth, that's a hollow message, says Neri Estuardo Rodenas, who heads the human rights office of the country's Catholic Archdiocese.
Realmente para un niño o una niña en Guatemala vivir es realmente una situación de muchísimo riesgo.
He says Guatemala's children face incredible risks. In a report just issued by the church, Rodena says more than 500 kids under 18 were murdered last year. Every 2 hours, a child under 5 dies of a preventable disease, and a girl between 10 and 14 years old gets pregnant. The majority from sexual abuse. Rodenas adds that among the Central American countries, Guatemala spends the least, 3% of its national budget, on education, health care, and other services to children. Back at the shelter, a government worker has Zulma Orozco sign a release form so she can take her son Luis Fernando home. She's also handed the equivalent of $22 so they can take a bus back to their village near the Mexican border. Outside, Luis Fernando tells me he's going to try again to get into the U.S. as soon as he can. His mom fights back tears. She says, I don't want him to go. I can't handle the pain when he's gone. But she adds her son can't bear to see his mother and younger siblings suffer so much either. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.